discipline then becomes that silent force shaping your financial destiny. It's silent force, but it is an active force. And it is the fuel. That's that fuel that's going to keep you. It's going to make you have the opportunity to reach that financial fulfillment that you're seeking. Today's episode, we're talking about motivation and discipline. Welcome to Wealth and Wisdom Together with Weslia and Willa.
This is the podcast that empowers you to unleash your steward identity, transform your money mindset, and engage the habits to manage money confidently, live life purposefully, and build wealth intentionally.
So sit back and relax as we dig deeper into wealth and wisdom together.
Hey, family, we are thrilled to have you listening to Wealth and Wisdom Together. And we deeply appreciate your support, taking the time out to listen to our podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, we want you to know that we are creating a safe space for you to tap into your steward identity and reach fulfillment, trusting God, trusting yourself, and trusting the process.
Let's talk about this dance that people have had about the differences or similarities between motivation and discipline. Are they distinct, or do they somehow intertwine in ways we haven't fully explored or figured out yet? So let's just talk about this example I want to bring. So in the first quarter of the year, everything is exciting. We're going to do this, new this. So the air is filled with quote unquote motivation. You plan to get a better job. You want to lose a couple pounds. How you going to do it? You're going to exercise.
Right.
You're going to read a book. All of this sounds invigorating. Yeah. Now you're ready to conquer the financial world too. Because remember, it's a new year, first quarter, gonna do new things, ain't gonna be like last year. You wanna do better with investing, budgeting. Oh, so you prepare yourself, you get your stuff ready. So you sign up for these investment apps, you purchase financial planning books, and you subscribe to budgeting software. You're going to do this thing because you're motivated. You're going to lose that weight too. So you purchase a gym membership. You get some cross training shoes because you're not just going to walk, run. You're going to do it all. So you get some cross trainers and you join Amazon Prime because you're going to be ordering things that you need. You're going to be reading a lot of books. You need to make good use of that free shipping. Because you don't want to have to pay shipping on all those things that you plan to do. You're still invigorated. You're motivated. But the end of the quarter comes. It's March. And reality hits.
Oh, boy.
We were motivated at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, motivation is that spark. So what are your thoughts about motivation and discipline?
Did I run out of, listen, okay. Mm. Let me start here. I believe that motivation is the heartbeat of dreams. We often refer to it as the why. I believe that motivation is the emotional force behind our desires. It's that burning wish to achieve something. When I think about it in terms of financial dreams, it's the reason why you want to purchase a home instead of renting. There's a reason why you want to own your own space. You want that title in your name, owning that property. It's the emotional fuel behind why you want to start a business or why you even want to achieve financial fulfillment. Motivation is that spark, like you mentioned, the spark that ignites. That's the word.
Yes. Yes,
it ignites. It is the
catalyst.
Yeah, it's it. Yeah, yeah, it is. It is, and it's the emotion that propels you forward. It's the emotion that propels you towards your financial goals, and it's also what keeps your dreams alive. It's the motivation. It's the why behind it. It's the why do you want to get out of debt? What is that going to bring to you? What is the emotion? What do you feel when you think about being debt free? What is it that you feel when you think about having enough money invested or wealth established so that you are in control of your time and you don't have to work as much as you do right now later, and you can do the things that you want to do? What is the emotion behind the financial goals that you have? That's what I think motivation is. But then why do we run out of gas? I'm going to throw that back at you. So then why do we run out of gas? Because I could sit here and daydream about all of that and get motivated. Like, I see myself in certain situations, right? I see myself, you know, y'all know my Achilles heel. I see myself 50 pounds lighter, you know, but.
Well, I was going to ask you that, but I just.
Well, let me just give y'all an update. I am down 18 pounds. I am down 18 pounds. Well, praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Yes, she's motivated.
So for those of us who have run out of gas, let's just see what that is. You run out of gas due to a lack of the discipline. Remember, motivation, it was the spark. But discipline really is the fuel. Did you somehow run out of gas? Did that motivation go away for a lack of discipline?
Mm-hmm.
Discipline is the fuel. It's not just about, you know, doing what needs to be done. It's not just that. Discipline, remember, it demands discomfort. And we don't like discomfort. Because if it hurts in any way, if it causes us an angst in any way, no.
We're not trying to do it.
Motivation can kind of be thrown out when we think about that. That's why we need discipline. And if something is comfortable, naturally comfortable,
do it.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. When we think about rest, we've recently had a lot of conversations about rest.
Yes.
When we talk about, we just ask ourselves, are you disciplined to take a rest? Just a couple minutes, just like our friend Dr. PBJ will call it, a Selah rest. Just take a couple moments. Just sit down. But that takes discipline.
It takes discipline. And that's a shame that it has to take discipline to rest. We learn that because we do. We keep going and going. But anyway.
We think about it in terms of finance. This is the art of stewardship. Mm-hmm. Managing and multiplying your resources. Discipline.
Yeah.
That's your ticket. Yes. To financial fulfillment. That's being entirely in control of your money and achieving it, using it to do whatever it is you want to achieve in your life. Just imagine the discipline it takes to consistently save, invest wisely, and resist spending money, especially some of the things that you do not value. Discipline then becomes that silent force shaping your financial destiny. It's silent force, but it is an active force. And it is the fuel. That's that fuel that's going to keep you. It's going to make you have the opportunity to reach that financial fulfillment that you're seeking.
Yeah. And I want to add that I also believe that discipline is powerful.
Yeah.
And it's powerful because the real strength that lies in it is habit formation. So everything that you mentioned, discipline the fuel, what lies underneath that is the habits that you're going to form. So initially, discipline paves the way, but once the habit is ingrained, you are now becoming a disciplined person, which is somebody who practices a standard set of behaviors that allows you to maintain self-control and the ability to efficiently define, actively pursue, and successfully achieve your goals. So yes, discipline is a silent force. That silent force is then going to make you create habits that allow you to maintain the self-control and the ability to efficiently define, actively pursue, actively achieve your goals. That's why we need discipline. So when you think about your financial habits, tithing, it's discipline, that's self-control. That's going to bring self-control within to your finances. Budgeting, self-control, saving. It takes self-control. It takes discipline to kickstart these habits. And once they become second nature, financial success is then on autopilot. It is on autopilot. You'll have the systems in place. You'll have all the things in place to allow this to happen naturally. And it won't, I think what was uncomfortable has now become comfortable.
You know, it sounds like what you're saying is that discipline is self-motivating.
Yeah, or I'll say, consider this. Is discipline and motivation two sides of the same coin?
I think it is. I think it is. It's one coin, discipline here, self-motivation on the other side. Because once it becomes a habit, it's just a part of what you do.
Yeah.
And because you're thinking about the goal, the outcome, you're going to continue to do it, and it is therefore self-motivating. You know, you wouldn't tackle a financial task if it weren't benefits awaiting for you.
That's true.
If the outcome wasn't going to be a good one.
That's true.
So avoiding financial pain or gaining something enjoyable,
that's the benefit.
If you want self-motivating, discipline, self-motivating. Just picture yourself or somebody. Think about somebody who is highly disciplined with their finances. You know, they do it. They are truly a master of self-motivation.
Yourself as that.
Yes.
See yourself as someone with a high level of financial discipline.
See yourself as being self-motivated. Do that. It reminds me of not only finances, think in terms of your physical health. It's like getting up on a rainy morning to go for a walk or go for a run. You look outside like, hold on, wait a minute. But you're motivated. Yeah. You're disciplined. And so you go.
I'll tell you this. So you were talking about, I was talking about the journey, my health journey, right? But I've had a shoulder injury in the process. My left shoulder became impinged. I don't know. I've been having this thing about my shoulders. But I was motivated to get through the therapy because I wanted to get back in the water. I wanted to get back into aqua aerobics. And so I'm like, let's get the therapy done. And it's taken some time. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, it hurts. Not hurts. It's a little uncomfortable, but I'm not going to allow that to stop me from moving in a way that I can move. And I'll just go up to the point of discomfort, not causing any pain, but I'm going to keep going. So I feel like I've built up this discipline now as it relates to getting in the gym or moving, that now it, like you were saying, will you get up on a rainy day and go for a walk? I bet you do go for a walk when it's raining. And if it's drizzling, is that going to stop you and Rob from going for a walk?
Does not.
Mm-mm.
Does not. Now, I will say something like, it's raining out there. His comeback, are you gonna melt?
See.
I grab my umbrella,
Mm-hmm.
put on my baseball cap, and start on our journey for that 3.5 miles and get to moving.
Because the focus isn't on the misery of the weather.
It's on the outcome.
Yes.
It is on the, and thinking in terms of finances, it's on financial fulfillment. And thinking about the benefits is what really shifts my mind to make me say, okay, just get on up. I know
Right.
it's rainy, it's dreary. I expect it to be nice and sunny, but it ain't. Get on out of here. So you have a different mindset in order to do that.
I agree. I agree. It's the long, so in terms of finances, it's the long-term financial objective. It's your long-term goal. It's the purchasing of the house. It's the financial fulfillment. It's becoming debt-free, that though you know that those benefits await, so you'll be self-motivated to be disciplined in those habits in order to achieve that.
Because you know what's in front of you. Ooh.
Keeping the benefits, focusing on the benefits over the task. Keep the benefits of your financial behaviors in mind rather than focusing on the task. Learning to motivate yourself financially is so important. And it's more than just concepts of discipline, it's about nurturing a powerful money mindset. It is a mindset shift. It definitely is a mindset shift. If you can ignite your financial motivation and fuel it with the discipline of your habit formation, any monetary goal is within reach. That's a Selah moment. I want you to think on that. Every financial action or avoidance should be tied to some level of motivation that's fueled by discipline to form a habit to get you to reach your goal. That's the self-control that we just talked about in a disciplined person. So I want you to keep the flames of financial motivation burning extremely bright to fuel the discipline on your journey to financial fulfillment. And we say that because our role, remember, we went over the acronym of steward of your steward identity. One of the characteristics is our role and responsibility. Our role and responsibility of a steward is a part of how we serve God. Stewardship is one of the ways that we serve God. So I want Willa to seal this, everything that we've talked about, with wisdom from the word.
We always seal the conversations with wisdom from the word. So this one, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58 in the Passion Translation. The word says, "So now, beloved ones, stand firm, stable, and enduring. Live your lives with an unshakable confidence. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with fruit that endures." When I think about that, and I think about our steward identity and why we serve the Lord, and remember, our steward identity is not just a thing, it's a way of life.
Yeah.
And we serve the Lord because we trust him. We love him. We show him that we are trustworthy and he can count on us. We stand firm because we know that it's pleasing to him. And we also can stand for him because it's not us standing in our own strength. We're standing in his strength.
Mm-hmm.
But we stand there with our eyes on the outcome. And the word says, the Lord makes our labor productive with fruit that endures.
Hallelujah.
And that outcome is that fruit, and it will endure. Everything we say here, we must seal it with the word.
Stand family. Firm, stable, and yes. enduring.
Yes.
Live your lives with unshakable confidence.
Yeah.
Love it. Oh, how about this motivation? Knowing that you will prosper and excel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm disciplined in something, knowing that I'm going to prosper and excel in every season because I'm serving the Lord.
Knowing that it's going to happen. We focus on the benefits and we can do it, not yes. focus on the task.
Exactly.
That's focus on the benefits. And not only can we do it, but we will do it.
That just hit me. I read this scripture, so I don't know why. Yeah. Literally, in this moment, as we mm-hmm. were, I was like, wait. Mm-hmm. All I have to do is this, and this. Motivated mm-hmm. by the mm-hmm. fact that he's going to make me prosper and excel in every season.
Our union
nothing
with
else
him,
to be said.
Our union with him makes that labor productive.
Yeah.
Remember, we ain't doing it by ourselves.
Right.
It's with him.
I love it. Your takeaways from this episode. Motivation is the spark or the heartbeat of your dreams. We just talked about that. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord.
The Lord.
Discipline is the silent force that forms habits needed to reach your goals. Your labor will not be in vain.
No.
And focus on the benefits, not the task. Selah. Think on these things.
I am your financial auntie with your financial big sister, Wes. And our end goal for you is always fulfillment and wealth on your terms as you trust God, trust yourself, and trust the process. So, bye for now and continue to tap into the advantage of wealth and wisdom together.
Bye.
Hey family, if you would like to support us, please make sure to hit the subscribe button so you won't miss any future episode. And if you found this episode valuable, please share it with your friends and family on social media.
Don't forget to follow and like us on Instagram and Facebook at Wealth Wisdom Together. Your support means the world to us and helps us to continue to provide great content for you. Thank you for listening and look forward to another great episode next week.